I want to welcome everybody here. There's a new revolution going on right now in agriculture and precision technology. And Deere is at the forefront. We're trying to be a leader in this area. And so at this time, I'm going to bring up Pat Pinkston. And he is our vice president. I have to read this because it's one of these Deere titles. But anyway, Pat is our vice president of technology and information services for the Intelligent Solutions Group at John Deere. So, Pat, you want to lead us off?
Well, good morning and welcome. Thanks for joining us this morning. What we want to do today is give you a vision into where Deere is headed and introduce some of the more recent announcements that we've had around new products. For 178 years, Deere has been engaged in helping producers be more efficient, more effective, and in feeding the world. And as we go forward now, it's not only about the hardware, the equipment, which will continue to be a core part of how we make all this happen, but it's now really trying to find a way to connect up a trusted ecosystem to ensure that all of the technologies, all of the services are brought together in a seamless way to engage that grower and help them deliver more value, more production, and to continue to stay in business. So we'll talk about some of the features that we have today, and then what we're going to do is we're going to let this group here demonstrate how that's starting to work and how we see that vision going forward. So let me spend just a few minutes here talking about some of the key products that we're introducing here. First of all is the machine sink. As producers are racing against the clock, they're putting multiple machines in a field. And the ability to coordinate and connect those machines so that they can cover that field in the right way and get the data where it needs to be and manage that operation is critical. So machine sync will allow them to share guidance lines and to share coverage maps so that they can manage that in a much better way and have multiple machines in the field. SeedStar Mobile, bringing the capabilities of a mobile device into the cab and enabling that device to provide a whole new level of insight and a level of connection to the machine and the machine system, as well as the ability to connect that data up to the cloud. You'll see that already. You've probably seen that already, and you'll continue to see that going forward here. And there will be other applications like that for other operations in the field coming here soon. The John Deere App Center, I brought this up here because I wanted to show you. You can get to one place now, one application that will connect you up to all of the applications that John Deere's introduced for mobile devices. So one spot now to easily, quickly find all of those mobile applications that are going to enhance your capability to optimize your equipment and optimize your operation. The Operations Center, the My John Deere Operations Center, which is now connected up with wireless data transfer, this seamless flow of data into that, and that is controlled by the grower to ensure that they can connect up with the trusted advisors in the way that they want, when they want, and gain new insights. We're introducing new features for that, and you'll continue to see more and more features coming onto that portal. And stay tuned. We're going to start to see some pretty significant connections that are coming with that. We've got a number of folks today that are connected up through data sharing, but we want to continue to try and integrate more into that operations center. Last but not least is connectivity. I think John Deere's been leading in the way of integrating connectivity into our machine systems. And again, seamlessly flowing that data to a trusted and secure spot for that grower and the ability for them to share that. But we know that growers have a varied fleet. They don't have all new equipment. So the ability to enhance and enable all of their equipment, frankly, regardless of color, is where we really want to get to. We know that operator wants to manage the entire operation, so we will continue to focus on how we can enable that through comprehensive connectivity. So with that, again, I want to emphasize that what we're trying to demonstrate here today is that the Operations Center, that the components and technologies that enable and support the Operations Center, not only enable that producer individually, but connect that producer to a seamless, connected ecosystem of trusted advisors that they can choose. And in so doing, brings those partners together so that they surround that grower with the best capabilities and the most innovative technologies to really enhance the productivity and margin for that producer. In order to get where they need to be in this very complex ecosystem, we've got to find a way to bring that together. And we think John Deere is unique in the way that we have opened up our platform and we're connecting with these other trusted advisors at the direction of the grower and at the benefit of the grower. So with that, to demonstrate that, we're going to introduce Ken Dahlenberg. Ken farms just outside of Champaign, Illinois. He's been a real pioneer in the area of precision farming back before precision farming was cool. And in addition, he's helped train a number of people that work for us at our dealership at other levels to come in and be very keenly aware of what the technology needs are and how those are implemented in the field. And Ken's going to spend a few minutes talking about his operation and what it's done for him. And then we're going to let the other two gentlemen, he'll introduce the other two gentlemen, and they will they'll share with him, share with you what they're doing as well. So with that, Ken, what can you tell us about your operation and the team that you've got here with you?
Okay, today I have with me Ron Milby, who is the Executive Director of Agronomy Services at Growmark in Illinois. That's a regional cooperative, and the arm that I work with in Growmark is Align IFS out of the Champaign area, and also Justin Blanchett from AHW, who is the John Deere dealership whom I work with, and he is the Integrated Solution Manager. Our problems over the last 20 years has been that we've created a lot of data from a lot of different resources, from planting to spraying to fertilizing to harvesting, and what have we done with that data? We've accumulated it over time. Now we have the ability with my operations center to be able to have people get that information seamlessly and move it forward through agronomy decision-making processes, but also being able to look at the machine and make decisions on how the machine is not operating properly or not recording properly. And so as you look at Growmark and the ability to move data seamlessly to them, when I'm harvesting, that data is moving over into Growmark's agronomy model and can then make a fertilizer or recommendation as I'm harvesting that they can spread the fertilizer the next day, where before we didn't have that capability. With the APIs that we have today with different people, my crop consultant can look at it. He's done the soil test. He can make recommendations seamlessly also. I work with research, and so I have other people that are part of my organization that they can, you know, look at the research results of the different agronomy trials that we do in the field. Justin, as the integrated solution manager, can, you know, through service advisor as a part of the telematics, has the ability to tell me if there's something wrong with the machine, but also can make recommendations of to something I may not have set up right. And so with that, I'll give Ron the opportunity to talk about how that fits in his program.
Well, thank you. You know, like the old Kenny Rogers song used to say, life was so much easier 20 years ago. Well, I actually was working with Kenny over 20 years ago, and that was not true in the ag space. It was very difficult. That data capture, that data flow was really difficult. What I really like about my John Deere and what this wireless data transfer that Deere has created is it actually can seamlessly go from Kenny's machine into our software, and that data can drive insight. So that I'm really, and it's really open. So basically, Kenny can actually work with any of his trusted advisors with that information and do whatever he wants to do. So that's a perspective that I want to draw from as well. The other perspective I'd like to draw from is this also is not only helping farmers, but it's also helping ag retailers. As that farmer can till, plant, and harvest faster than ever before, you know, we really need to use this technology for ag service, for the ag retailer servicing that customer. So we're looking at using AgLogic. We're looking at information so that we can actually optimize those jobs as we're performing that with Ken. And then we can pass along that information. So think of that data flow, that workflow process, so that we can keep Kenny apprised of where we're at with those different jobs.
All right, thank you. AHW has always taken technology enablement very seriously, and no more than 2.5 years ago now, we've established a dedicated centralized support center staffed with 7 full-time individuals there to enable the technology enablement or complications the growers go through from the cabs. We've got all the resources right at our fingertips to assist them through remote display access and telematic solutions. A lot of times we're able to identify problems that growers don't even realize they have, calling in for something, and when we log into their screen, identifying another complication that ultimately drives better data. The evolution of our solution center, fast forward to today, and the third-party enablement, if you will, and establishing relationships between Ron and Ken and the diverse audience that we have, and how some of this stuff, as Pat said, seems complex. We're there to be the easy button and make life easy, do all of the things that they have things better to do, if you will, than spend time getting it right from the button poking perspective. So as things evolve, we're positioned to take whatever wherever the technology brings us, we're able to react and ready to support our customers.
So, Ken, maybe if you just, you kind of alluded to it, but talk a little bit about how has this changed your relationship with these two partners here? What are you doing differently today with them, and how are you engaging them differently than you were in the past?
Now we have the ability to be more efficient in our decision-making process. We have the necessary information to make economic decisions, make fertility decisions, and then drive that in a more timely manner to the farm, working with both entities from the John Deere side and from the cooperative side in providing services to me. They both have the ability to react much faster because of the creation of the system by John Deere.
So maybe finally, if you could just talk for a minute about what are some key insights that you've gotten now that you've had this connection and this collaboration, and any one of you can kind of chime on that, but Ken, maybe if you'd start talking about what have you learned that probably wouldn't have been possible without this?
Well, the thing that we've learned now through the ability to quickly look at how we've placed hybrids when we're planting, now when we're harvesting, we can look and see how that hybrid performed, not only across a field, but now we can look at it across the soil type and begin to better define management decisions.
Brian, please.
Yeah, from an ag retailer's perspective, one of the things we found out, Pat, is how inefficient we are with our machines as we're utilizing them. I think right now, Brian, it's something like 25% utilization of our machines. We need to get that in that 50% in order to be effective long term.
And from our perspective, just the capabilities and machine support that telematics provide us, location, where the vehicles are at, and diagnostic trouble codes, being able to be as well prepared when we show up on site to service those vehicles and minimize the downtime that is so costly during those windows of opportunity.
So maybe to close this up and to lead us into the question and answer period, I just want to make kind of a key point here. You're familiar with John Deere now for a long, long time with what we've done to help producers become more profitable and more productive and to deliver better results through our equipment. And we're going to continue to do that. That will continue to be the foundation of what we do. Our ability to connect up and enable that producer in the field, to do that through a trusted dealer network, is going to continue to be a foundation of what we do. But you're seeing now that as we bring these technologies and innovation, not only to the equipment, but to the entire operation, and enabling the entire ecosystem that surrounds that grower to help them become more productive and more profitable. And while for the last 5 to 7 years, we haven't had as much challenge with that, certainly this next year and next couple of years in particular, but probably going forward, will continue to be more of a challenge relative to making sure that we can get those producers the margin that they're looking for to sustain and grow their operations. Even more, as Barry talked about, this ability to realize the full potential that's in the field and the full potential of the assets that a business is deploying is going to be required to feed the world and to keep those partners in business as well. So as you think about Deere going forward, think about the equipment, but think about the technologies and the components and the services that we're providing not only for the dealer, or excuse me, for the producer, but to the dealer and the other trusted advisors that surround that grower. And you're going to continue to see us focus on that area. Again, not only the equipment, but providing that full range of ecosystem that enables that grower to be more productive and more profitable across their entire operation with their trusted advisors. In the next coming months and years, you're going to see some significant developments, again, not only in equipment, but off of the equipment that will enable that to happen.